New York Times introduces Worse Than Ghost Dad rating. May 24th, 2009, today's top story. New York, New York. New York Times video and television editor Ann Derry announced today a new rating system for film reviews in America's newspaper of record.
It all came about when I was writing a review for Ghosts of Girlfriends Past,
Derry explained in a press conference this morning.
Watching that movie made me more nauseous than bull riding in a 12-foot skiff during a hurricane. Mere words weren't enough. I needed some way to express my disgust to the reader, a categorization that would produce a reliable revulsion every time it was invoked. The answer was Ghost Dad.
The Times has never attached ratings to film reviews, preferring for the reading audience to weigh up the article as a whole, rather than refer only to a numerical evaluation.
This isn't a rating system, it's a classification,
Derry explained.
From now on, the Times regards movies in one of two ways. Worse than Ghost Dad, and everything else.
Ghost Dad was an immensely poor comedy film starring Bill Cosby, released in 1990 to severely critical reviews. A news called Cosby for a comment on the Times rating, but was instead told a 7-minute story about pudding. Cosby then spent an hour simulating the sound of steam trains and scat singing over a severely scratched Duke Ellington record. Derry reiterated that the Times writers won't be using the new rating often, so as not to blunt its repulsive effect. The exception noted by Derry was Will Ferrell movies.
For him, I'd probably just flip a coin.
This has been Unnews, reporting to you live from Times Square. I'm Zaina Dark.